The Holy Gospel appointed for the fourth Sunday of Easter is taken from the Gospel of St. John, the 10th chapter, verses 22 through 30. At that time, the feast of dedication took place at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the colonnade of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name bear witness about me, but you do not believe because you are not part of my flock. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you. Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again, not only to hear the voice of Jesus, but to also follow him as the Christ and as the Good Shepherd, the one who has promised us eternal life, and that they will never, ever perish or snatch them out of his hand. Now may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the Gospel of St. John, the 21st chapter, with special attention to verse 12. Jesus answered them, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand." This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Yes, what a wonderful and yet at the same time challenging and comforting statement that is on this Sunday morning as we celebrate Jesus as the Good Shepherd. "My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me." And yet if I were to ask you this morning, do we hear his voice? Not only that, but do we always follow him? And the answer this morning again is no, not always. Unfortunately, sad to say, we don't always listen to the voice of Jesus as the Good Shepherd. And as a consequence of that, we sometimes also fail to follow him. And why? Because we're constantly tempted not only to listen to ourselves with all of our own sinful desires and needs and wants in life, but also to what others have to say about it, especially in our society today. And of course, the devil, as St. Peter writes in his first letter, "Be sober, be vigilant. The devil, your adversary, roams around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him firm in your faith." And so when we don't listen to the voice of Jesus, we get ourselves into real trouble, don't we? Yes, we do. Just like Adam and Eve did in the very beginning of time, when they did not listen to the voice of God, but what they thought was in their best interest by listening to the voice of the devil. When the devil said to them, remember, "Did God really say you must not eat fruit from the tree? That you must not touch it or you will die?" And what was their response? Instead of listening to the voice of God, they listened to the voice of the devil by eating of the forbidden fruit. And as a consequence of their disobedience to God, they suddenly found themselves ashamed and embarrassed because of their nakedness. And as they tried to excuse themselves to God by blaming each other for what had just happened to them. And that is also true today. As people continue to question the wisdom of God, the same kind of question the Jews asked in our text for today, as Jesus had come to attend the feast of dedication at Jerusalem. As soon as they saw Jesus in the temple, they could not resist the temptation to question Him. How long will you keep us in suspense? Tell us plainly if you are the Christ. And Jesus did, as He answered them, saying, I told you, but you would not believe it. As a matter of fact, Jesus even told them why they would not believe in Him. Because you are not part of My flock. In other words, because of their refusal to believe in Him as the Messiah, as the Christ, they were set apart and therefore not accepted as part of His flock. Not only that, but their strong desire to arrest Jesus and to stone Jesus to death for claiming to be the Messiah, the Son of God, the Christ, made it even worse for them. But as soon as they were ready to arrest Jesus and stone Him to death, guess what happened? He escaped from them, as He always did. As He crossed over to the other side of the Jordan River. Unfortunately, they wouldn't stop persecuting Jesus day in and day out, but continued to criticize Him and to accuse Him of breaking the law of God. And yet, in spite of their opposition and their persecution to His claim as the Christ, Jesus continued to proclaim His message of who He was. He made it very clear, "My sheep hear My voice, and I know them, and they follow Me." Not only that, but His promise and assurance of the gift of eternal life to everyone who believed in Him, saying, "I give them eternal life. They will never perish. And no one will ever snatch them out of My hands." Yes, for those who accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior, Jesus promised them that no one would ever be able to snatch them out of His hands or take them away from Him as the shepherd. And why? Because the sheep belong to Jesus. As God the Father entrusted the sheep under His love and protection. As a matter of fact, Jesus emphasizes this in the last part of our text for today. "My Father who has given them to Me is greater than all. And no one is able to snatch them out of My Father's hand." And yet, sad to say, many today still continue to reject Jesus as the Messiah, as the Christ, just like the Jews did at the time of Jesus. Even though Jesus told them repeatedly, day after day, who He was, the Messiah, promised by God to come and save them from sin, from death, and from the power of the devil. Unfortunately, they just would not listen to His voice or make an effort to get to know Jesus and then to follow Him. Not even Jesus' miracles were enough proof of who He was. But many others listened to the voice of Jesus and followed him. We have several examples in the Bible. Old Simeon did, as he waited patiently for Jesus, and as he held Jesus at the age of only 8 days old and said, "Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, because mine eyes have seen thy salvation." John the Baptist also did, as he knew who Jesus was. And as he proclaimed it out in the wilderness of the desert, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And so did Martha. When Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." And then Jesus asked her that very important question, "Martha, do you believe this?" And what did she say? "Yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, who was come to save the world." And so did Peter, one of his own disciples. When he asked the disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter did not hesitate, but step up to the plate and he confessing, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Even the centurion at the foot of the cross, when Jesus was suffering and dying in anguish and agony, said, "Truly, this was the Son of God." And that's precisely what you and I are encouraged to do in our own confession in Jesus Christ as our Messiah and as the Christ and the Good Shepherd. And why? Because only Jesus offers us something that the world cannot offer us or give to us. Jesus gives us eternal life. That's so precious. It's a gift from God to us when he said to them, "I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand." Yes, Jesus gives us trust and confidence and security in him. It is not based on our bank accounts. Our insurance policies are real estate that we own, or any other investment that we may have in life, but on what he, Jesus, has accomplished for us on the cross. The words of Dr. Martin Luther in his small catechism in the short explanation of the second article of the Apostles' Creed, "I believe that Jesus has redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature, purchased and won me from all sins, from sin, from death and from the power of the devil." And then he tells us how that is true, not with gold or silver, but with his precious, innocent, and holy blood, so that we may be his own and live under him in his kingdom. In other words, assurance and security bought, not with money or stocks, mutual funds or bonds or any other kind of investment we may have, but with real blood and tears, sweat shed on the cross at Calvary Mountain. The words Jesus prayed before his crucifixion in the Garden of Gethsemane as he got down on his knees and prayed, anguish, agony all around him, "Father, if it be possible, let this cup of suffering pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt." It wasn't easy for Jesus to go to the cross for us. It was painful. He was in agony, in anguish, as he suffered and died for you and for me. the words Jesus spoke from the cross as he fulfilled his mission, it is finished. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us today as we celebrate Jesus as the Good Shepherd, the one who really cares about you and me, the one who really loves us and forgives us. No matter who we are or what we are by the grace of God, no matter what we may have done in the past, He forgives all sins, all iniquities. May our prayer today be the hymn of the day. Goodness and mercy all my life shall surely follow me, and in God's house forevermore my dwelling place shall be. As we come to the table of the Lord, as we kneel, Jesus touches us again. Remember, with His body, His blood, as a good shepherd. And He says, your sins are forgiven. Go in peace. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all as we celebrate Jesus as the Good Shepherd. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. Amen.